With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Students at Emory University were arrested during pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrations.
Free Palestine!
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Emory campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. births fell last year, resuming a long national slide.
A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. That's according to provisional statistics released by the CDC. That's about 76,000 fewer than the year before. Nicholas Mark is a University of Wisconsin researcher who studies how social policy and other factors influence health and fertility.
The level of fertility that we're seeing is not super low. It's very similar to European countries. This is not like something to be alarmed about at all.
The provisional numbers released by the CDC are based on more than 99.9% of the birth certificates filed last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court seems highly skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution. Chief Justice John Roberts was among at least five members of the court Thursday who appeared likely to reject the claim. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points, the NASDAQ dropped 101, the S&P 500 lower by 23. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion in Scotland.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana is expected to join the growing list of states seeking to protect children from transgenderism now that a Republican occupies the governor's mansion. Former Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, vetoed a bill that would have barred teachers from introducing the transgender lifestyle to elementary school students. He blocked another that would have prevented schools from helping kids live as the opposite sex against their parents' wishes. This is SRN News. After some encouraging signs over the past few days, stocks hit a brick wall. We hear more on the disappointing day for the three markets as correspondent Seth Soutel reports from New York City.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street on worries about a potentially toxic cocktail for financial markets, one where inflation remains stubbornly high, but the economy's growth flags. A sharp drop for Meta Platforms, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, also dragged the market lower. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Thursday after pairing an earlier drop of 1.6%. The Dow lost 375 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after the government reported that inflation remained hotter than forecast during the first 3 months of the year. The economy's growth also slowed more than expected. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.